A new scramble for control of uranium deposits in Kazakhstan is gathering force amongst the world's top energy companies. The drive for uranium in Central Asia is increasingly tense as 53 new nuclear power plants are under construction worldwide, with an additional 500 nuclear power plants on the drawing boards. According to the Washington Post, political intrigue grew in the energy-rich country after the 2009 arrest of Mukhtar Jakashev, head of the state-run nuclear company Kazatomprom. The KNB, the local successor to the KGB, accused the company's CEO of transferring 60% of the company's uranium deposits to offshore corporations that he controlled. In a video posted on YouTube, Jakishev told investigators Russia wanted to orchestrate his arrest to quash pending international deals and prevent Kazakhstan's energy companies from becoming too independent of Russia. Local observers say Jakishev's charges ring true because he was recruited to head the company as a younger generation business leader in a push to modernize the country's post-Soviet economy. His business allies have rallied in his defense since his arrest. In a trip through Latin America, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made a stop in Argentina to offer mediation over the energy dispute between Argentina and Britain over the Falkland Islands, occupied by Britain since 1833. The trip, planned in advance of the massive earthquake in Chile, gained greater urgency when Clinton, who briefly visited Santiago, pledged long-term U.S. assistance. The renewed conflict heated up as a British company is seeking to exploit oil resources in waters off the Falkland Islands. Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner says Britain does not have the unilateral right to exploit these resources in the disputed waters. In 1982, Argentina's military junta invaded the Falklands after the regime faced a public outcry over mismanaging the economy and human rights abuses. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher sent a naval fleet to retake the Falklands at a cost of nearly 1,000 lives, mostly Argentinian soldiers. Soon afterwards, the Argentine junta fell and civilian rule returned. Conservatives in Britain say the Obama administration has taken a hands-off approach to the Falkland crisis in retaliation over the release of classified information on former Guantanamo Bay detainee Binyam Mohammed, a British citizen. In a resounding victory for anti-nuclear activists, the Vermont State Senate voted overwhelmingly to cease operation of the 38-year-old Vermont Yankee nuclear plant after its current operation permit expires in 2012. The vote in Vermont is the first time in 20 years a public body has decided to close an operating nuclear power reactor. It came a week after President Obama announced over $8 billion in new loan guarantees for construction of new nuclear plants. Vermont legislators voiced frustration about misinformation from the plant's operator, Entergy, and a series of radioactive tritium leaks in recent years. In 2007, one of Vermont Yankee's cooling towers collapsed. Under Vermont state law, an extension of Vermont Yankee's operating license required an affirmative vote by both houses of the Vermont legislature. Unless the Vermont Senate vote is reversed, Vermont Yankee will close in March of 2012. According to the New York Times, Entergy's current decommissioning fund has less than half of the $1 billion needed for cleanup. Radioactive tritium leaks would only increase the cleanup price tag, say plant critics. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Indu Anand.